This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Good morning, Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen, and a missing University of Pittsburgh student is what a lot of people are talking about in this town. On vacation, a spring break, Punta Cana, Dominican Republic, last seen on Thursday early on the beach there, a 20-year-old, and help me with the pronunciation, Paul.
I think it's, I'm guessing at it, but I think it's Sudiksha Kananki. Sudiksha. S-U-D-I-K-S-H-A. Sudiksha.
And she apparently was walking on the beach with a group of five girls, students. And then
a guy was with them as well. So
right.
I think it was
there were a couple of guys.
Six, yeah.
And then apparently they continued walking, and she was separated from the other four.
Yeah, they say that the reporting that I've seen says that the most of the group went back to wherever it is that the resort was, and Sudiksha stayed to swim with a man who stayed with her. And now the reporting is, at least some of the reports that are coming, this is kind of an unusual story in that we're getting, you know, different angles pretty much every so many hours. But now we've got a report from ABC that says the officials believe that she drowned, that they were in the water at the time and got hit by a big wave. Don't know that for a fact, but they did question the young man who was with her. No one has been charged or detained. The investigation is ongoing, but this is, just so terribly sad. Such a beautiful young lady just getting started in life, and here she is on what amounts to paradise, beautiful beach, and now she's missing. It's horrible.
And we'll continue to bring you the latest on the missing University of Pittsburgh student. Spring break in Punta Cana, Dominican Republic.
Yeah, I'd like to stress, by the way, that the one of the people that was interviewed by ABC said, based on her last known location near the beach, we think that's what happened, but there's no evidence to support the conclusion. So it's kind of speculative, really.
Well, the first thing I thought of was a story from years ago, Natalie Holloway,
right,
from Alabama.
Exactly the thing that popped up for me, too.
Was on a spring break vacation, and then it just took years and years to determine exactly what happened. Hopefully they'll find her, and we'll continue to follow this story. The weather obviously has a lot of people thinking spring this weekend after we had that rare snow after warm weather that was mixed with dust on Friday.
Isn't that bizarre?
So this was apparently from the desert.
Are you buying that? From Kristen, Emery thinks that it is, was suspended in the clouds. It came down with the snow, and because it was in snow rather than rain, it, you know, when the snow melted away, it left the grime behind, whereas with rain would have washed it away, right?
Well, I've seen it on the cars. I noticed
it. It's just Bizarre.
And it wasn't salt, and it wasn't mud, but there was some kind of substance I noticed on our vehicles yesterday.
A thin layer, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then even in the air yesterday, I was outside quite a bit. I noticed when I went in, kind of, you know how you wipe your eyes, felt like there was, you know, dirt.
Grime.
I don't know if that's still part of it, but we're going to find out. We're going to check in with the National Weather Service. And while we're talking about this, we also, and you talked about the blood moon lunar eclipse that's mm-hmm. coming up on Thursday. The moon will turn deep shades of rusty red throughout more than an hour-long totality, producing what astronomers think will be an amazing sight in the night sky Thursday into Friday.
Why red?
It's the blood moons. The tendency is to turn a reddish hue when covered by the Earth's shadow.
Okay.
So if you think about light being waves in the spectrum, the Earth creates this tint that on the moon that makes it look like it's red, but it's just really an optical illusion.
Right now, it looks like a light bulb. It's really bright this morning.
And we will have a chance to see it here in North America. Here's the problem, though. You're going to have to get up the middle of the night to see it, because at its peak, it'll be like 2:30 a.m. So you're not going to be getting up. Well, you'll be up. You might see it.
By the way, I would just like to register my complaint, if I may,
what's
please.
What's that?
It says here 6:13, but my body says, it's 5:13.
Oh, yeah? You're feeling it?
Oh, yeah. I had trouble. I had trouble this morning. And knowing that it was going to happen, you know, that I was going to have to wake up a little bit earlier, I woke up earlier, like around midnight, and then I had trouble getting back to sleep. And
it's always strange.
What a pain in the neck.
But I kind of like that it's going to be lighter in the evening, this week in particular.
But it makes it so much more difficult for me to get to sleep when it stays light like that.
Yeah, but there's two people listening that go to bed as early as you.
Mm-hmm.
You and whoever that other guy is. But I feel your pain. I do. But I like the fact that it will be lighter later into the evening.
Oh,
it really signifies spring, and with the warmer weather this week.
By the way, thinking of spring, on my way down the hill from my plant down to 228, I spotted in two or three different groups about 20 does all along the road, nibbling away on the grass.
See the deer? Does the deer have any doe? Yeah, $2. Yeah, but,
I mean, when you see them out like in those kind of groupings in greater numbers, you know that things are starting to switch.
I saw a robin pecking on worms yesterday in the grass. This is when the worms start tilling the soil for you, right? In the month of March. And that said, the big news for sports fans, and this was big news late in the day, they're calling it a blockbuster trade. Steelers trade a second-round draft pick from this year for DK Metcalf from the Seattle Seahawks, two-time Pro Bowler who is fast. He is so fast. He's big, too. 6'4". I thought Jeff said 230 pounds.
Yeah, you want to know how fast he is? Have you seen the highlight reel on him?
He's flying
by, guys. The Seahawks are going in for a touchdown, right? And the quarterback, I don't know if it was Wilson or not, but quarterback throws the ball toward the end zone there, like on the 10-yard line or thereabout. And one of the Arizona Cardinals intercepts the ball and heads down.
And he catches him.
And Metcalf comes out of nowhere and catches him and tackles him. He's also got a mean streak. He gets penalized quite a lot because he's in people's faces, but he likes to hit. He likes to block and hit.
Hines Ward.
Exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah. And Hines Ward just had a birthday this week. They were showing highlights. So DK Metcalf, we're going to talk to Odyssey Sports Director Jeff Hathorn later this morning in our 9 o'clock hour. And our sports brethren all think this is a great deal for the Steelers.
I think it is too, don't you?
Yeah, now they got to determine who's throwing the football
to. I can just hear you saying DK Metcalf.
DK Metcalf. I like it.
Yep.
The free Odyssey app, take us with you wherever you go, AUDACY. It's free, and it gives you an opportunity to follow along, and we have a lot of audio digital quality that you can check out our podcasts. So many options, including a rewind feature. When you miss something and you want to go back and listen, you can hear it in its entirety. Over the weekend, a lot of people, Paul, you said you had a little trouble getting to sleep last night.
Yeah, my body wasn't ready to go to bed when the clock said it was time to go to bed. You know,
how about you, Aaron?
I woke up naturally this morning. Over the weekend, probably because I got to sleep in a little, I didn't feel the shift too much, but I woke up naturally, like right on time before my alarm went off, which is weird. Yeah. I don't know how, Paul. Very weird.
Well, how about this? They say there's an increase in automobile accidents of 6%. Now, that might not sound like a lot, but you figure the number of drivers across the country, and that's because people are somehow affected by the time change.
They're groggy.
Yeah. Fatigued. Yeah.
I mean, I could go curl up on the couch over there in the sales office and take a quick nap right now.
Right now?
I'm ready to go.
Yeah.
I could do that anytime. But I got to say, being outside yesterday, I started putzing in the yard, right? You start looking at things you got to do.
I mean, it's really hard to not go out when it's that beautiful. It was so nice and sunny.
But there were so many neighbors out just walking. And I kind of joke that this time of year they come out, it's like Night of the Living Dead.
Yeah, we're going to see people we haven't seen probably for months.
Yeah, I actually saw neighbors I hadn't seen since the fall. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I forgot they live here. And it was just like, walking around.
I was seeing neighbors out walking. And, you know, I have a couple of neighbors who are devoted walkers. They'll walk in all kinds of weather. But yesterday, more than a dozen went by. It's a walking community.
Yeah, this weather does people a world of good. It is also, I'll have you know, you might not realize this, and I think I should bring up a special sound for this. It's a special day. It's International Bagpipe Day.
Hey!
Wow.
It's National Napping Day, too, Paul, to your point.
There you go. Here's the problem. You can't take a nap with the bagpipe going.
International Day of Women Judges. There you go. And you just had, isn't this Women's Awareness Month?
It is.
Yeah. Have you ever seen a bagpiper in person?
As you were playing that, I was trying to think. I've seen a kilt in person, but I don't.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't think I've seen anyone play the bagpipe, no.
I have. The famous Black Watch from Scotland came on our TV show years ago, and I didn't realize it takes 7 years to perfect playing the bagpipe on, you know, average.
I could imagine, we know what it sounds like. Imagine it would stick out very aggressively if someone hit a wrong, you know, just, I don't know if I've heard anyone mess it up before.
Well, how would you know?
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, what it sounds so different than what we're used to hearing. I don't know.
One thing that I do like about bagpipes is when they're in the parade and you've got a bunch of the guys, you know, marching together with the drums and everything. I like that song they play. I don't know what's called, but.
Have you ever worn a kilt?
No, thank you.
No skirts.
Don't care to do that thing.
There's an old joke about that. I'm just going to let that one go. Meanwhile, I was on the set, KDK TV News, and the bagpipers came, and they faked, like, they showed me how to hold it, but it looked like I was playing, but it was really another bagpiper off sight of the camera. So I started walking behind the set, and John Shumway, he thought I was playing it at first. He's like, oh my God, what a talent.
You're like, oh, absolutely. And I'm also thinking about you in the opera. What's with people just dressing you up?
I've never worn a kilt, though. I'm willing to learn, I guess. That's what it says. From the P.J. Fitzpatrick, 10 until 2, 638, News Radio KDKA, Larry Richard with our anchorman Paul Rasmussen, and from the National Weather Service, we welcome meteorologist Jason Frazier. Good morning.
Good morning, Larry. How are you doing?
Good. So we've had this wild turn of weather where I live. I ended up with over 3 inches of snow on Friday, and then other people didn't get much. And then we hear there may have been a mix of dirt in the atmosphere that came with it. What is the deal? Because people have seen some kind of substance on their cars over the weekend.
Yeah, it shows it's very interesting how weather in other areas of the country can actually even impact us here. So if people may have seen maybe some of the news on Thursday, there's these dust storms that were occurring across eastern New Mexico into Texas, where all this dust with 60-mile-per-hour winds was being kicked up in the air. Well, the same storm system that brought us the snow was able to lift that dust up in the air and still remained lofted in the air. So when it finally precipitated, it fell with the snow onto cars and other vehicles.
Yeah, and I think I noticed it myself. And then even just in the atmosphere in general over the weekend, it's too early for super pollen, right?
Right. So we haven't really quite hit our temperatures to really get the trees activated, things going. So that's not really yet. So this was all just kind of dust from the desert southwest that was lofted in the air. And eventually when we precipitated with the snow, those dust particles were combined with the water that was in the air to fall down to the surface. So it left things kind of looking, you know, almost as if it was pollen on our cars. But fortunately, we do have a nice week for folks to maybe get outside and maybe do a little cleanup with that. But, you know, it shows that how weather in other areas of the country can still impact us here and what things we have to track in the Weather Service.
Jason, I'm curious to know what you think about this theory about why we had such a noticeable amount of this dust, dirt, whatever you want to call it, on cars and stuff, is that it came down with snow. Had it come down with rain, it would have washed away, but with the snow, it wound up leaving the residue behind.
Yeah, so the snow being a kind of more of solid particle, it kind of, the dirt stays trapped with that snow versus it can come down with the rain, but the rain naturally kind of settles and washes away. So by sitting there within the snow and the snow kind of melting, what's residual left over is that dirt. And the melting is occurring with evaporation and stuff like that. So it's more easily able to leave a layer of that dirt on various surfaces.
Well, while we have you, Jason, mm-hmm. meteorologist at National Weather Service, this is a great weather week.
It sure is. I mean, we're going to be looking at days where we are going to have temperatures even upwards of 20 degrees above our normal high temperature for that day. So going to be plenty of sunshine, very high confidence, and we're not going to see really any rain and not going to have a whole lot to worry about until maybe next weekend. So hopefully people get out and enjoy a little bit of the weather. I know it's been kind of been a while since we've had a stretch like this of dry and warm. So definitely a lovely week for folks to enjoy.
Did you guys, do you talk about like the blood moon and the lunar eclipse? Is that part of your coffee conversation with the gaggle of meteorologists you work with?
Oh, we're always interested in everything that's going on, and so having actual good viewings of those sort of lunar events is always nice. I know with the region being one of the more cloudier regions across the U.S., sometimes we kind of miss out on those sort of activities. So for folks who are interested in some of the astrological features, now is a great time to kind of head outside at nighttime and enjoy what you see in the sky.
Yeah, that'll be Thursday into Friday very early, right?
That's correct.
All right.
Jason, circling back to the snow that we got, it came down in a really narrow area, unusual. I haven't seen that in a long time.
It's been a while since we've had one of those sort of systems, even throughout this whole entire winter season. Any sort of narrow bands that we had was all because we were having kind of lake-enhanced sort of snow. This was a true narrow band from a storm system that's resulting in the snow. A lot of times it's a little more widespread, but it makes it very difficult at times to forecast because any slight shift could cause some areas to get more snow than what the Pittsburgh region did see. But hopefully people enjoyed it, and what's fortunate is road temperatures were actually still elevated, so we didn't really see a whole lot of impacts from that snow.
Appreciate the time this morning, Jason. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any impact, by the way, for the National Weather Service related to federal job cuts? Have you heard anything?
If you would like to speak on that, I can get you connected with a representative who can speak on that, but unfortunately I can't speak on that at this time.
Okay, appreciate it. Jason, meteorologist at AccuWeather, Frazier. So we'll find out. Yeah, I understand you don't want to talk about it. But I'm curious because I saw NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, as part of the whole wave of job cuts.
Mm-hmm. Well, isn't that is NOAA. They're,
right.
Yeah, I got you. Yep.
They're related to it. But so, Aaron, we'll find out who
we'll get on it.
We can talk
we'll
to
deeper.
About that because obviously that information is very important. You know, it's one of the most critical things that affects everybody, naturally. The weather. In the Big K Morning Show, there's been a lot of talk about EVs, electric vehicles. And there was a huge push and timeline set to do this, but has that changed with the new regime? I think you're going to be surprised at what we're hearing. Also, this story, Paul, about, and I saw the video, it appears that police are shooting paintballs at students in Morgantown.
Some kind of projectile.
Yeah, firing, yeah, that says projectiles. Some are reporting it's paintballs at students during a chaotic, snowball fight.
Yeah, it apparently happened during their St. Patrick's Day celebrations.
And there were snowballs being thrown. And what you see is police, I mean, that would be very unsettling. If you saw police in full, in some cases, looks like they're in riot gear. And they pull up a weapon. Now, you don't know necessarily that it's a paintball gun.
Terrifying.
I don't know that I've ever seen this. So trying to sort through what exactly happened there.
Well, I guess we're going to get some kind of an official word from either A, Morgantown police or university police. At least the university will have something to say about this. Also, the report that I have indicates that there was perhaps some irritant used, like a tear gas.
All right, completely unrelated, but I thought you would find this interesting. Aaron, finding a job stressful enough, but you found us last year. Aren't you lucky?
The luckiest.
The luckiest lady. All right. How about a manager rigging an interview by playing games on potential hirees? The
latest is
the wobbly chair test. One company in South Carolina cut one chair leg shorter, so it wobbled. They waited to see if applicants would be bold enough to stop the interview and ask for a better chair, or if they would just try to manage the wobbling.
Does it say if they got the job or not based on what they did?
Another is a water test where they see how fast or slow you drink water when offered. Like if you're a gulper, what does that mean? They're not going to hire you?
Right.
I remember reading recently about a guy who does something similar during interviews. He'll have the person sit down and they'll serve them coffee, and then he wants to see what they do with the cup at the end of the interview. You know, do they take the cup to the, do they ask, where do I take this back and can I clean it up? You know, that kind of thing.
No.
You know, to me, if I were invited to a job interview and I was provided with coffee, I don't think I'd be thinking about washing the, right?
No, and if that's what it takes.
You're a guest.
None of us would get the job.
No.
But the wobbly chair test.
That's wild.
If you're going for an interview, be bold and say, this chair's wobbly. May I have another?
Or you could just show up for the interview and ask for the wobbly chair.